evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in Universal International's dramatic story, This Love of Ours. It stars Merle Oberon as Florence, Joseph Cotton as Michael, Sue England as Suzette, and Elliot Lewis as Targel. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in This Love of Ours.
Daddy, I won't worry about you while you're away. I won't worry one bit.
I'm glad to know that, Suzette.
I won't worry because Mother will be watching over you. Daddy, she will be watching in heaven, won't she? Won't she, Daddy?
Yes, darling.
Of course. And I'll say a special prayer to her. And then I know you'll be safe, even in Chicago.
Poor Suzette. So much was to happen in Chicago. So much that was to change her life and mine. It was the night our medical convention ended, and my old friend Dr. Barnes felt like celebrating.
Michael, you've got to see this place. Just a little dive, you understand, but this fellow Targel is simply amazing. Does a portrait of you while you're sitting there, with just a few broad strokes.
Barnes was right on two counts. The place was a dive. Targel was an artist. He went from table to table sketching the paper. Fantastic portraits with just a few bold lines. While his assistant, a woman, played the piano. I never knew what made me turn to look at her, but I did. And just at that moment, she looked at me. Our eyes met, and the whole world seemed to spin. And then...
Michael, you look like you'd seen a ghost. What's the trouble, old man?
Nothing. I think I need a drink.
Not a bad idea. Oh, Mac.
You want something, Doc?
Two more of the same. Bourbon and soda.
Right.
Hold it, Mac. These gentlemen look lonesome. Maybe they'd like to buy me a drink.
Why, of course. Make it three, Mac.
Three bourbon and soda.
Thanks.
Please sit down. You're Targel's assistant, aren't you?
That's right. The name is Florence.
Florence.
What's the matter? Don't you like the name?
Yes, I do, but...
I don't have to ask your name. You're the famous Dr. Tuzak. Picture was in the paper today.
Well, that's a compliment, Michael. Why not smile for the lady?
You'll have to excuse me.
Here you are, gents. Yours, Florence.
Thanks, Mac. Dr. Tuzak, may I propose your health? Or is that a bad thing to say to a doctor?
Look here, I want to talk to you. I've got to see you alone.
Now, just a minute.
Oh, I'm sure the doctor's interest is purely professional. He can just look at me and tell I've been ill.
Please.
And as it happens, he's right. I've been sick a long time. Shall I tell you something? It's rather strange. Just seeing Dr. Tuzak has made me feel better.
Oh, don't joke. It's nothing to joke about, please. If you'll just let me see you alone, let me talk to you. Come to my hotel, the Drake.
Florence, my dear.
Coming, Joseph. Gentlemen, Mr. Targel is my boss. If you'll excuse me...
Wait, please.
Michael, what's the matter with you? What's this all about? Why should you want to see her
because
alone?
She's my wife. I had no chance to speak to her again. She slipped out of the place before I could stop her. I spoke to Targel, but... he would tell me nothing, and so at last I went back to my hotel to a troubled sleep and a rude awakening.
Dr. Tuzak! Tuzak, open up!
Yes? Oh, Mr. Targel.
I brought you the morning paper, Doctor.
Yeah.
Here, have a look. Front page, second column. I think you'll recognize the picture.
Cafe entertainer shoot cell. Oh, no.
She's still alive.
Where?
Center Hospital. You better hurry. Will she live?
If she wants to live. Why did you do it, Targel? Why?
I thought you'd know. Here, maybe this will explain it for you.
A book?
A diary. She gave it to me when she left last night, asked me to read it. Here, here's a good place to start, I think.
When? May 16th, 1930. 12 years ago.
It was in Paris, I believe.
May 16th. Paris still loves us. The show gave its 100th performance today. I think we've set a record for American reviews. But that wasn't what made the day important for me.
It was something else. I sprained my ankle just before the matinee. I sprained my ankle and I met a doctor. It's funny. I'd expected a Paris doctor, half frock coat and half beard. And then this one walked in, young and good looking and very professional.
Just a sprain, mademoiselle. I'll tape it up. You'll be all right in a few days.
A few days?
A few days? Well, we've got a matinee in 5 minutes.
I beg your pardon, your profession is...
Well, I'm Ed Chadwick. Well, you know, the hoofer, the dance.
Well, I'm the doctor, and she can't walk for at least 4 days.
4 days? Well, Karen, we just can't let the show go.
Now, Ed, he's the doctor. And Vivian can take my spot for a while. She's been dying for the chance.
Well, if we have to, I better go and tell her she's on.
Don't let him frighten you, doctor. Just keep on bandaging.
I will.
And I do want to thank you for getting here so quickly.
Oh, it was just from next door, the research institute. I do research in my spare time.
Research? That sounds very impressive.
Well, my rabbits and guinea pigs take me seriously. Yeah, there we are. Think that bandage will hold? Would you like to try to walk?
Walk? You said I shouldn't.
Oh, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a nice cafe down the street. Outdoors, nice, sunny.
Well, if you put it that way.
I do, definitely. And as your doctor, I prescribe it.
And I always do just what the doctor orders. June 12th. Almost a month. I've seen him every night since we met. And every night I want to see him again. July 21st. I think I'm in love. I think he is, too. If he'd just tell me so. August 14th. It's happened. At last. This afternoon. Ed had just told me we were closing the show, going on to London. And then Michael came in.
Karen, is it true? You're leaving Paris?
I'm afraid so, Michael. I just found out myself.
Karen, will you be coming back to Paris?
Someday, perhaps.
Soon?
Maybe next year.
Next year, you might as well say. Next century.
Well, anyway, we have tonight. We can do all of Paris. All of the places we love, and then...
Hey, Karen, come on, get yourself some champagne. Well, hiya, Doc, just celebrating the closing, that's all.
Ed, how long will we be on tour?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years. Hey, you better make that au revoir. Good one, Doc. I'll run along and give you lots of room.
Oh, no, Ed.
So long, Pat. And see you at the station. Goodbye, Doc.
Ed's amusing, isn't he, Michael? Michael, what's the matter?
You let him kiss you.
Oh, he's just had too much champagne. Ed always likes to celebrate her. Why, Michael, you're jealous.
Not at all. I like to see men come in and kiss you.
Oh, I'm ashamed of you. Don't you know when people in show business kiss, it doesn't mean a thing?
Doesn't.
Of course not. No more than this.
Karen.
Oh, my dear.
Karen, tell me.
Dear.
My kiss, does it also mean nothing?
Darling, it means everything. Everything. All the rest of my life. July 21st again. A whole year gone by. I can scarcely believe it. Perhaps it's gone so fast because I've been so happy. And now we've got Suzette, 1 month old today. And Michael is simply crazy about her. I am too. I've never loved anyone just that way. Not even Michael. And I do love him. Next to Suzette, more than anyone in the world. June 21st. Suzette is 1 year old today, and her father has bought her the loveliest doll. Oh, poor Michael, what it must have cost him. Lunches that he went without, and walking to make calls instead of taking the bus. It worries me to see him work so hard, trying to continue his research and take care of us, too. There must be something I can do to help. There must be something. June 21st again. Suzette is 2. We're having a birthday party for her. A birthday cake and everything. Michael was worried about the cost. He questioned me, but I got him off on something else. I couldn't tell him where the money's coming from. I couldn't. I know there's been talk in the neighborhood, but I'll have to risk it. Only 2 things are important now. Suzette must have her chance, and Michael must have his. He ought to be home any minute now. Our guests and the children are out in the garden. Oh, I'm so happy I could...
Karen, he's here. Michael is home.
Oh, thank you, monsieur. I'll be right down. Michael, I'm so glad you've come. I have the grandest surprise for you.
Another one?
You should see the cake Monsieur Chabon sent. I only ordered a little one.
I know. I was at Monsieur Chabon's.
Well, then it was you who sent that beautiful...
I sent nothing. Simply stood there and listened to our neighbor's gossip. I stood there and learned about your afternoon excursions.
Michael.
Not only learned about them, but saw for myself.
Michael, our guest.
Everyone knew. Everyone but the husband, everyone but me.
Please, Michael, when we're alone.
Alone? What makes you think we will ever be alone again?
Darling, you're wrong. What you're thinking is wrong. It's not true.
You think I would stand here and accuse you if I hadn't seen it for myself?
Michael, believe me, you're wrong. I did go to someone's house, but it's
Why do you bother to lie? I know others know. It's common talk. You're marked as a...
Michael. You're lucky I didn't let you say it. If you had, I'd have killed you. June 22nd. It's all over now. Last night I locked myself in my room, cried myself to sleep. And this morning when I came down, the house was deserted. No one, nothing. Only his note. I have taken Suzette away. Where we have gone, when we will return, can be no concern.
Take what you wish from here, and never let either of us see you again.
Doctor, I imagine you remember that note.
Yes, I was crazy with anger when I wrote it.
Not a very pretty story. The rest of it, either.
You know the rest?
Oh, yeah, she's told me quite a bit. She learned somehow that you'd come to America, and she worked her way over here. Couldn't get a job in the theater, ended up working for me. Not very much of a career, I suppose, but I've done what I could for her.
Thank you.
Now the question is, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Michael, I want to talk to you.
Yes?
I'm feeling pretty well again. These weeks in the country have done me a lot of good.
I'm glad, Karen.
I think you'd better call me Florence.
If you prefer.
I do prefer it. Karen is dead. She died June 21st, 12 years ago.
Oh, please, if you'd just let me tell you
what I... told you a dozen times. It's no use.
I'm sorry. I spoke to Suzette today, long distance.
How is she?
She's fine, but lonely.
Well, you'll be going home soon?
Yes. Karen, I want you to go back with me. Not for my sake, for hers. She needs her mother.
She thinks her mother's dead. You told her that. You've admitted it.
Oh, what else could I do? Please, I know I can't make up for what I did to you, but I beg you. Don't think of your hatred for me, but of your love for Suzette and of Suzette's love for you. Please, Karen. For her.
All right. For Suzette, I'll try it. I'll go back with you.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Among your many friends, perhaps you know a woman who is like this. She's alert and modern in every way except one. She still uses a lot of different creams and lotions for her skin. She doesn't know that science has found a better way to keep skin looking fresher and younger. This takes only a few minutes each day. You use only one cream, my Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Simply smooth on this one gentle cream, and then wipe it off. The cream itself does the work, not your fingers. It's so soft it doesn't need rubbing in. This one cream alone is all you need, because, you see, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream does all four things your skin needs most for beauty. It thoroughly cleanses your skin. It softens your skin. It helps nature refine the pores, and it leaves a perfect base for your powder. To speed up and increase the results, just do this. Once a day after applying the cream and wiping it off, immediately repeat the process. Again apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and wipe it off. Now this is the most important part, because after cleaning off surface makeup and dirt, it's this second creaming that gets after that clinging, oily film which clouds your skin. Remove this, and naturally you see new tone, new color, a fresher, clearer, younger look. You feel a smoother softness, and you look years younger.
Lady Esther presents the second act of This Love of Ours, starring Joseph Cotten, Merle Oberon, and Sue England with Elliot Lewis.
Neither Karen nor I had ever got a divorce. We were still legally married, so we decided she should go back to California as my wife Florence, whom I had married in Chicago. That much we were able to discuss on the train, but beyond that one fact...
There's nothing else to discuss, nothing else to explain.
But there is, Karen. If you'll just let me tell you what happened...
It's too late now. 10 years too late. Now, what about Suzette?
Well, at first you'll just be a stepmother to her, but I hope that later she will sense you more than that. I would tell her the truth at once, but I'm afraid it'd be too much of a shock.
I understand. You know, I'm doing this only for her.
I realize that.
You know that when she learns the truth, she may hate you as much as I do.
Yes, I know.
And you realize that nothing you can do will make me stop hating you?
I expect nothing.
Good. Then we understand each other. Just remember to call me Florence when you introduce me to my daughter.
Daddy, I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad.
Oh, so am I, darling. Got my wire from the train?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, there's someone who wants to meet you very much.
Hello, Suzette.
How do you do?
Suzette, you'll have to say more than that, or Florence will think I've brought you up badly.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm very glad you're here, and I hope you'll be very happy, Mrs.
Well, go on.
Daddy, what do I call your wife?
I don't know. I hadn't thought. You're too young to call her Florence, and stepmother's awkward. I suppose you just call her mother if she doesn't mind.
I won't call her mother. I couldn't.
Suzette.
She's not my mother, and she doesn't belong here. And she can't take my mother's place with me, even if you did marry her.
Suzette, perhaps you'd better go to your room. Karen, I'm sorry.
If I could only have put my arms around her just once.
A bad beginning. And the weeks that followed were worse. It was my fault. I didn't try to deny that to myself. I had told Suzette her mother was dead. I had taught her to love her memory so much. I'd spun a whole web of lies, and now we were hopelessly caught in it. These were unhappy days for all of us. Suzette was defiant. Karen was withdrawn and quiet. There was no laughter in our home. Until that day, Suzette and I had just returned from a walk, and as we entered the house...
Daddy, who's that?
I have no idea. Let's go in and see.
Oh, well, there you are, Suzette.
Michael, you remember Mr. Targell?
Oh, of course.
How are you, Doctor? I was in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop in. And who is this, a little girl? More a young lady, I should say.
This is Suzette, Mr. Targell.
Well, you have a real beauty there. Young lady, since I have my sketch pad handy, and with your kind permission... Hold still for a moment. Not too still. That's right. You can look at me. Now, this job really needs a Gainsborough, but then I'm not going to make you beautiful. I'm going to make you funny. Because when you've seen as many things as I have, you'll know that life is funny. And people even funnier. There you are with the compliments of your humble servant.
Daddy, do I really look like this?
Well, I'm afraid it's a remarkable likeness.
Well, mademoiselle, you must understand what a caricature is.
I know what a caricature is.
Do you? Very few people do. Caprile calls it the passport of the soul.
Mr. Targell, would you do one of Daddy?
Darling, we shouldn't impose on our guests.
That's right. And besides, I was going to ask Mr. Targell if he'd excuse us for a moment. Michael, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Of course.
But, Daddy, couldn't you wait for just a minute?
Oh, no need of that. I'll draw him from memory. In fact, I think I'll do more than that. I'll draw him as you see him, mademoiselle. Oh, go ahead, Florence. Take him along. Don't need him at all.
Michael.
Oh, yes, I'm coming.
I just wanted you to know, I didn't ask him here. I didn't know he was coming.
Quite all right. We can't lock you away from your friends.
And Suzette seems to like him.
Yes, he's amusing.
When she laughed, it's the first time she's laughed since I came.
Karen, I'm sorry. I know it hasn't gone the way I hope. I know you haven't been happy.
I've heard her laugh. That's the sort of happiness.
Let's go back in.
Daddy, Daddy, look at the drawing Mr. Targell's made of you. It's you, Daddy, just the way I see you. And he wasn't even looking at you.
Oh, you see, he's very talented.
Daddy, I've asked him to stay to dinner. Do you mind? I like him so much.
And he's lucky as well as talented. Mr. Targell, will you stay?
Naturally. I never refuse an invitation to dinner. An excellent dinner, Doctor. My compliments, Florence.
Thank you.
We're happy you could stay.
And you, Suzette? Are you happy I stayed? You've been so very quiet all evening.
I've been thinking.
Yes.
Mr. Targell, you can draw people just like other people see them, without seeing them yourself, can't you?
That's what I claim. Sometimes people disagree.
Well, would you... I mean, if Daddy tells you what my mother was like, will you draw her that way?
Suzette, Mr. Targell is tired.
I don't mind. Just go ahead and talk. I'll sketch.
Tell him, Daddy, the way you used to tell me. My mother was very beautiful, wasn't she? Wasn't she?
Yes. Very beautiful.
And there wasn't another woman in the world like her. You've told me that 1,000 times.
Yes, I did.
Her hair came down like this, the way I'm wearing mine, didn't it, Daddy?
Yes. But it was lighter.
And softer. Very soft. She always wore a flower in her hair in the spring and summer.
That's a nice touch.
Her eyes were blue, and she smiled whenever she looked at me, as if I were extra special. Daddy, you told me everything about her, didn't you?
Yes. Everything I could remember.
Did he tell you about Paris in the spring and chestnuts and blossoms?
Daddy, you told her, too. You told her about Mother.
Young lady, if you want me to finish this drawing.
I don't want it. It's spoiled. She spoiled it for me. Just the way she spoiled everything. Everything.
I'm sorry. I'll go up to her.
No. I think I'll go, Michael.
But, Karen, before you do... There's something I want to tell you now. You must let me say it now.
Please, we're not alone.
Doesn't matter. He knows all the rest. Karen, when I found out how wrong I'd been, that you'd been going to that man to give him music lessons, when I learned he was blind, Karen, I was frantic. I tried to find you. I searched everywhere. You must believe me.
I do, Michael. And it helps a little. Now I'll go up to Suzette.
What are you doing in my room? Who asked you to come up?
Suzette, why are you packing your things?
I'm going away. I'm going to leave this house and I'm never coming back.
I don't think there's any need for that. You see, I'm going away.
You are?
Yes, tonight. I just came up to ask you something. Would you mind if I put my arms around you? Just once? You see... I used to have a little girl of my own, a long, long time ago. Then I lost her. That's why you mustn't blame me for having wanted you to love me, just as I'd have wanted her to love me. Now I'm going away. You'll have your father all to yourself again, and the memory of your mother. I thought that maybe, just for goodbye, you'd let me hold you. Like
this. Darling.
Bye.
Daddy.
Yes, Suzette.
Has Florence left yet?
No, she's packing her things. Our gal is going to drive her back east with him. What do you ask? What do you ask?
Daddy, it was so strange. She kneeled down and put her arms around me. And I don't know, Daddy. There was something. I couldn't understand it at all.
You will someday.
Well, I guess we're all ready to roll. Oh, young lady. You decided to come back again?
Mr. Targell, I'm sorry for the way I acted. Could I still have my mother's picture?
Lucky thing, I still have it on my pad. There you are.
Thank you, I'll always... Daddy.
Yes, Suzette?
Daddy, this picture, it looks just like...
I'm ready, Joseph. Shall we get started?
Florence,
goodbye,
wait.
Suzette.
Please, I want to talk
goodbye,
to you.
Michael.
No, you can't go, not now, please.
Joseph, I'm ready.
Don't go, Mother.
Suzette.
Mother.
Suzette.
Mother.
My baby.
Mr. Targell, I'm afraid you'll have to make another drawing of Karen.
Another one? Why?
I think I'd like this expression better.
Thank you, Joseph Carton, Sue England, and Merle Oberon for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players tonight. We are indeed grateful for your fine performances.
We're glad to be here, Mr. Bradley. We look forward to our appearances with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players because we know that the benefits from these programs go to support the Motion Picture Relief Fund and the wonderful work being done at the Country House. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Oprah. Ladies, it used to take months to travel from New York to California, and women used to spend an hour or more daily caring for their skin. But today, science has found a way to make your skin look fresher and younger, and you spend only 5 or 10 minutes a day. Here's how you do it. At least once a day, smooth on Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and wipe it off. Then immediately repeat this treatment. A second time, smooth on the cream and wipe it off. You can use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream as often as you want, but at least once daily, use this double application to get at that stubborn, clinging, oily film which clouds your skin. Then see what happens. I know what happens, because so many women tell me how wonderfully this helps keep their skin softer and smoother, with a clearer, fresher, younger look. And you need the help of no other cream to do this. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream alone does all four things your skin needs most for beauty. If you will use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream in the way I suggest to combat that clinging, clouding, oily film, I promise friends will stop you and say, "You're looking so well, so refreshed. Have you been away on a holiday?"
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Snow White. It will star Mary Jane Smith, Charles Kemper, and Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snerd. Be sure to listen, will you? This Love of Ours was produced and directed for Lady Esther by Bill Lawrence and was adapted by Harry Cronman. It was presented through the courtesy of Universal International Studios, now releasing Skirball Manning's production, The Magnificent Doll. Merle Oberon will soon be seen starring in Temptation, an international picture. Joseph Cotton will soon be seen as one of the stars in David O. Selznick's Technicolor production, Duel in the Sun. Sue England is soon to be seen in the Eagle Lion production, The Devil Drives. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Tonight's Lady Esther Screen Guild show is being heard by our servicemen and women overseas through the worldwide shortwave and network facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.